Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Sadie J, and man, this is a Tuesday. I know a lot of y'all, like, isn't the show usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, but today is on a special day. I will possibly not be bringing back Tuesdays. We'll see. But y'all, Tuesdays are trending after dusk, and that's what we talk about. Some of the stuff that's trending on Twitter, as well as some of the trending stuff like trending guests, like my guest today, my boy Khaled. We'll be talking to him today, and he is another one of the great representatives on the Global Tech Mixtape Series and the Global Tech Project, period. Because it's more than just a mixtape series, it is a movement. So we'll be chopping up with him. And this other is trying out, so getting the scoop on how a lot, because he has a lot of his critics. They're always, I look at some stuff, and they're always saying how extraordinary his grind is. So we'll be chopping that up with him about that. He has a lot in his belt. So he comes on out of him, share some of the news with y'all, but he's been doing a whole lot for a hot minute. So definitely, I always support people, always grinding hard. If you really want to excel in your craft, you got to come hard. So, big ups to Colin for doing so. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line because it just might be him. Let's go see.
Hello.
All right. You're on Life at Dusk Live. Is this my boy, Comet?
Yo, what's good? What's good, people? What's good, man? It's your boy, Comet.
What is up, bro?
Ain't nothing, Seti, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate this, man, for real.
We appreciate having you, man. You know, you definitely, you know, it was great to see yet another person in the Global Tech movement, you know, on the show, supporting everything that's going on the show and just being, you know, and excelling at their own stuff as well. So, man, it's a very good look.
Yeah, man, Global Tech. Shout out Elevator Scott, you know, for making that happen for me. You know, Global Tech mixtape series coming soon featuring Comet, Man Schoolboy Entertainment. You know how we moving.
Exactly. You do a lot of great stuff, Mac. I got a chance to check out the Mad Men site. You know, a lot of life was going on over there. I got a little bit of everything for people to be able to check out all your projects. And of course, you got some stuff coming up too. You got a lot under your belt, people you work with. So let's jump at the gate. First off, let everyone know how did you get the name Comet? Because that's interesting all of itself, and how did you actually get started in music?
Oh, Comet, that's been my street name since I was a little boy, man. Since I was a little nigga running through the street, you know what I mean? And it stuck with me till I was writing graffiti on the wall and all that. And I had the big brothers telling me, you know, you can spit, keep pushing. And I just, you know, started grinding with the music. It's all art form. It's all a way of expression. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, definitely, you know, and of course, those I don't ain't figured out already, because you can hear it. You can hear this man's voice. He's from the East Coast, New York to be exact.
Yeah, you know, New York.
You know, how's it feel to be the you know, being in the mecca of hip hop, you know?
First off, you know, I'm born and raised in the Bronx, you know, where hip hop started. And you know, being able to be in the culture and come up around great artists, and don't get me wrong, you know, New York is the birthplace, but there's great artists all around. You know what I mean?
Right.
And just to be a part of, to be born here and, you know, to see a lot of things firsthand and see the upcoming of hip-hop and where it came from and where it's at today, you know what I mean? Like, being able to transition with it and all that, you know, it's a good feeling.
Well, definitely. You know, like I said, you can always... It's like for me being from Jersey originally, you know, I always feel like I have a chance to have that close root of where hip hop was from, being able to go to other areas. So
Yeah, but Jersey puts out
hip-hop everywhere.
Yeah, Jersey puts out some classic hip-hop too, you know. There's a lot of people come out of Jersey, like, you know, Queen Latifah, Redman, The Outsiders, Rod Digger. You know, there's a slew of artists that come out of Jersey that keep it hip-hop too, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, as far as with you, man, like hip-hop, when it comes to your personal music, like, when you started first writing your music and started putting it out, how did you figure out the path that you were going with your music? I know some people are like, I want to make some, and I mean, and I always tell people everything has its place, because I don't have a problem with the dance music and I don't have a problem with hip-hop. I just like everything to be off balance, because sometimes it's too much of one side sometimes. So, like, as far as your music, like, what's your style and, you know, well, how did you come to that style?
Well, you know, basically, I'm just me, and I'm telling people my story and my life, the things that I go through, the things that I've seen, you know what I mean? So for me, it's more of a reality basis more than a fantasy, you know what I mean? Like, people could relate to a lot of things that I mention in my music, and it's a good thing because it lets the people know that we one and the same. I may be doing music, but we still one and the same. We all one flesh, you know?
And, you know, and I agree because, music, like, far as yesterday's guest, they actually, we had a long discussion about reality-based music, and, you know, it's just refreshing always, and they're from VA, so like you said, it's like they're all over the place, and it's just a good look to see that people mix it up, because sometimes, like we said yesterday, sometimes I don't want to just hear about, man, I got Bentley in the trunk, me in the garage, and I got like 100 pairs of Jordans and all that. Sometimes we don't want to hear about that. Sometimes we want to hear about how we
get. Yeah, they might, but listen to me, Seth. They might have the 100 pairs of Jordans and all the cars, but they might be in the red. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they might owe that label.
Know.
They might owe the people that are putting the money up, so they go ahead and spend the money stupid, but then they got to pay that money back. Because every label that you get signed to, they give you a cash advance. That's not money for you to have. That's a cash advance. That means we want my money. We want our money back. You got to recoup or you're going to owe. You know what I mean? So for me, I'm more independent. I'm more on the street level. I'm not looking to speak all of that. If there comes a time where I could speak all of that, where I do touch things like that, then I'm going to speak on it. But I'm not going to give the people a fantasy and make them think that I'm balling out of control when we all in the same. I might have a couple cars. I might live in a house, but you got to work for that. You know what I mean? It's not just given to me. I got to work. Every day I got to find a way, got to find a feature, got to put myself out there, got to host a mixtape, got to do something to bring in the bread. If I ain't bringing in the bread, then what's the point?
And I mean, and like you said, that's exactly the point where I feel like sometimes we do lose hope in that. And like you, and you touched on a point that a very great point. You said some of these people are probably in the red and whatnot. And then they, you know, just be real about it. People want to hear, like, people want to know how you got to, you know, they basically want the story of something that you said they can relate to. And when more people can relate to it, especially like the streets, that's why the streets is always the biggest supporters of hip-hop as relatable music, because a lot of streets can relate to what y'all talking about, going through zero or not.
But
yeah,
in the real
face, you got a dollar left in your pocket, and you got to figure out that dollar's going to go to some toilet paper or something to eat. So people can relate to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but one thing for certain is that we all live in the street. So it's not more like, you know, the street is in my music. I'm in the street, so this is what I have to tell you. This is what I see. This is how I live. You know, it's nothing like I'm sitting in a Lambo. There's none of that's happening. I'm not going to tell you that's happening. I'm just a real hip-hop, man. I'm a hip-hop junkie. I know good music. I love the South. I love Texas. I love all the places that keep that real hip-hop. You know, you got Texas. You got people like Scarface, you know. You know, L.A. right now got Kendrick Lamar. You know, it's hip-hop is there. But, you know, it's so watered down because the labels just want to make money. They don't care about the culture. They just want to make money. Right. But then you got artists that love the culture, and they might get shunned by the label. They might not get the same exposure as somebody who just want to go out there and look like a jackass. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's ironic? You brought Kendrick Lamar, and I was not telling you that. Like, what's ironic is, you know, Kendrick Lamar has a track, Swimming Pools. And, you know, a lot of people are like, man, you know, they can play in the club and they bop into it and whatnot. But when you really listen to this song, you realize that it's a deep song. Like, some people are just like, man, this must be, man, deep legitimate. And blah, 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 and this, and people play in the club like crazy. But when you really listen to the content of that song, it's one of the few songs that's in the club. Yeah, they listen to the content that's in it. Oh, my God, it's like crazy. That song is real deep. It's basically you talking about the problems of drunk uncles and drunk family members. That's something people can relate to, trying to not go, saying that they don't want to live that same path. And people
everybody got one of those.
Everybody
exactly. Got a drunk uncle. Everybody got somebody that was doing something that they wasn't supposed to be.
Now, what we're going to do is we'll go to one of your tracks. All right, now you sent me Convict Man. Tell us a little bit about that track, man.
Convict Man, that's me featuring Ruck the Jackal. Ruck the Jackal is an artist on Warrior Brand, which is Ron Artest's label. You know, Metal World Peace.
I don't know Ron Artest anymore. I'm scared, man. The Lakers. I'm a Mavericks and Celtics fan, so I'm a little afraid of what the Lakers are going to do with their lineup this year. So, with that being said, we're going to go to Convict Man right now, and we come back because it is trending after dusk. Tuesday, but also going to talk about the trending topic, one of the trending things of the day, which is speaking of hip hop, the BET Hip Hop Awards. I ain't really watching none of it, but a lot of y'all been going in on my Twitter and my BBM, so I know enough after reading that. So we're going to go in when we come back. Let's go.
Let's go.
I get my gift, I keep a grind on every day. It's a million, million ways, man, to make the pay. We paper chase to make a break and get a decent place. By all means, the green is like whatever it takes. We over pots to plot the Nino Brown way. Shut down block of cops, it's NWA. We set up shop for the prop, we hold it center stage. Convict way, only way to get paid. We make it rich and for the green, wave it through the place. Run up in the store for safety, stopping over face. We popping off a pace. I heard we got it, nigga, stop it. We up in his estate. Cash in the base, ain't nothing to it, No sudden movements, And everybody good, we keeping it moving, We steady holding damn, we steady rolling fam. The app chosen, Convict Man.
Get the hungry and
niggas starving. Predicate felon, searching for a come up. Red at anything, shining hoodie on, black Nike gloves. On the ground and birthed in a corrupted system. Yeah, so they prey on the weak. Look, fill my lungs as I look over the slums. Begin and smug right now. Can't get no real outfit. Government killer, they got opportunity. All it is now, run up on a victim. Quick man, hit it to him, turkey wraps around the mug. Can't tell my son no. All I know, I ain't trying to go back. And my baby moms know that. True to life convict. Yeah, my son taking that bus ride up top. To the slums, you gotta hustle and rob just to get to the top. Get locked and come out. Get locked and come out.
We are back in the building. We're back in the building. We're back in the building. We're in the building. A life that does live. It's your boy Steady J, and we got my boy Comet. And yes, Comet, I am crazy. It's because you ain't figured it out already. So, yeah. I like this song, man. I like it. Like I said, it gives me that. I always love when artists are up there bringing music up, because when I'm not in Jersey, I always get a chance to feel that deep East Coast sound that, you know, and have y'all coming in here, it feels like I'm going back, I'm traveling my mind back to home, so I appreciate when y'all come through here.
Yeah, man, that raw hip hop. That real life sound.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize that, hey, you can be, it's just lots of proofs that even new artists are coming out that you can make real sounding music and get people to help support you. Now, the thing is, at the end of the day, when we say be real, that means talk about stuff that you really know about. Don't sit here and make up some nonsense and say that you do this and that, and if you go around and turn around again, and you ain't doing it. So it's just real stuff. Or share your thought, or share your personal thought process. A lot of people are missing it. I've had people, I'll be like, man, the dudes be out. Y'all be showing that yay on the corner, and then ain't nobody ever seen this boy in the corner not one time except for when he was on the bus stop waiting for the school bus.
I don't do those. I don't deal with those type.
I'm like, get your behind.
Ain't no faking jacks, you know. You can't tell somebody you're doing this and you know, the look be something else, you know what I mean? Telling me you pushing 100 of this and, you know, your sneakers looked last year, you know what I mean? Like...
In the words that came to share, I need a receipt. And I say receipt, that means I need proof of what you've done. Because don't be coming and tell me you did this. I need a receipt.
Yeah, you need to show. And if you get money, it's going to show. So you can't be saying things and not living what you're saying. There'd be no sense.
Exactly. If you get money, and on another note, too, if you get money, spend it on something wisely. Like if you say you're trying to be an artist and you spending on spending your money on your career, that's on you. Because some people, you ask them, they got a budget. They're like, I ain't got a budget. But then you look at where they put their money at. It's like, okay. Like artists, they in the strip club every weekend, blowing stacks after stacks. This is making like they big balling. And then we run around wondering why they can't pay for simple things to help get. Can't pay for studio time and stuff like that, like integral things like that.
Well, to, you know, from my point of view, you know, it's always best to invest in yourself. When you invest in yourself, you get to learn the business better. You get to see the ins and outs of the business instead of being so much an artist. Because an artist, at the end of the day, he the last one to get paid if he's not on the road. If you're talking sales numbers, you're the last one to get paid. Exactly. You know, the label gets paid first. The manager gets paid first. The road manager gets paid first. All these people get paid first, and then the artist. So to be talking, you getting this crazy bread, and you the last one to get paid, it don't work. You know what I mean? Like, it don't make no sense.
You know, be business-minded, too. You know, do make it a build a brand. Some people, they just be like, yeah, I'm just going to do this. But if you try to do it with business, you got to build a brand.
That's you have to build yourself. Because at the end of the day, when you marketing yourself or putting yourself out there, you're a business. Whether your name is Nas, whether your name is Jay-Z, whether your name is Rusty Jux or your name is Comet, you're a business. You have to sell the business. If you're not selling the business and investing in the business is not going to grow.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're not business-minded and know the ins and outs of the business, you're going to get swallowed by the business. And that's where you see a lot of artists that, They say they're going to come out, but then you don't ever hear them.
And, you know, I've had the pleasure of working closely with artists that from the love and just the mindset of what they think. Like, they sadly mistaken and they get mad at me. They got mad at me and now they're going to have to learn the hard way that, hey, when you was with me, it was easier me trying to tell you this stuff. Now you're gonna learn it from the hard way when you're not with somebody that's really truly trying to make sure you winning. So it is what it is. We'll go to one of the, so this, like I said, it's trending topic Tuesday, and I don't know if you got a chance to check out the BET Hip Hop Awards, but I didn't either. But pretty much, like I always say, Twitter has officially made it to where you can't watch the award. Even if you wanted to watch the awards, you couldn't, because everybody on Twitter and Facebook giving you a play-by-play.
Yeah, I watched it.
So we can get your that helps us even better get your thought process. As far as first off,
I just gotta say two words: is Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I mean, this dude, you know what's crazy? Before he started getting big and everybody started realizing he started working with Dre, a lot of the artists on the Global Tech Mixtape series of the calendar here, that's how I actually found out about it, was that they were coming in here and they were like, yeah, man, my favorite, my top five, I'm just, these guys are saying, they're top five dead or alive artists. And this was like months ago, like, earlier in the year, and they're like saying my favorite artist is my top five, and they name it Kendrick Lamar, and I'm like, man, I gotta look at this dude up, man. And
he's got some work.
Yeah, it just
he's
getting
got some stuff. Yeah, he definitely does. He's someone I would love to work with. I would love to work with somebody like him, because he's about the craft. He's about the lyrics. It's all about the lyrics with him. You know what I mean? And I've been following him for like a year now. I've been checking him out, and you know, everything he's been doing has been progressing. You know, linking up with Dr. Dre. Now he's on that little song with Game. You know what I mean? Like doing the BET Awards and hitting the stage, and also being in the Cypher. You know, those is, you know, being with legends at that. He was in the Cypher with legends: Exhibit, Corrupt, Snoop, and who else was in that cypher? DJ Quick, E-40. And he was nicer than all of them to me.
now, you know, it sounds like you already foreshadowed it already. I'm about to go ahead and ask you the tough question then. Which one would you say, of all the cypher groups, which region would you say became the hardest as a whole on the ciphers?
On the ciphers as a whole. I want to say, I think it was a Mystical set. When Mystical came up, it was Mystical, what's that kid, Mac Miller, who else was in that cypher? I think it was A$AP Rocky. No, it wasn't A$AP Rocky.
You got me going to Twitter right now. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I think they was the best. They was the best one because they all went in. Everybody that touched the mic went in.
Okay, I see. Okay, we got it.
Childish Gambino,
Schoolboy Q, Mac Miller, MVK. You just said it too.
And Mystical.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other set that was dope, I would say after that. Well, the first one I want to say is the West Coast one. Because they all went in. You know, even DJ Quick was going in straight off the top. And after that, then I want to say it's, you know, the Mac Miller set. And then Eve killed it. Cassidy killed it. DMX, he was all right, but he spit something that he already done, so it ain't a freestyle.
No, he didn't do the little, you know, that's the stuff that Lil Wayne did on when looking at the later versions of Rap City. He would start bringing stuff. You're like, what is on the mixtape? Dude spit stuff in the movie on the mixtape. That wasn't no freestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really listen to Lil Wayne like that.
So I lag. I'm like, this is, and you know what? I mean, people heard me before. I say it again and again and again. I'm personally, I don't like Lil Wayne albums. That's just personally me. I like his mixtapes better because whenever he's in his mixtape, he just sounds like he's more hungry when he's in his mixtapes. Man, just for me, it is, I mean, I know you got to make certain music, the appeal, and all this other stuff, but it just feels like he's having more fun and giving us that, and we can feel that, and he just spitting stuff out for real, like really trying to spit when he in the mixtape. But when he got the stuff we got to pay for, why is he like being bubblegum, man? It's like, it's ridiculous.
He's doing, you know, in the mixtape, he could be himself and he could spit what he wanted to spit. But when you're dealing with a label and you're really dealing on record sales, not so much the song, you know what I mean? You're going dumb down because you want to keep making that money with the label. And, you know, they all doing that right now. All the labels is dumbing down. They're not giving you that quality music. To be honest with you, the last dope hip-hop album I heard was Evidence, Cats and Dogs. That album is crazy. But it don't get the reviews, but it's crazy. Have you heard that?
What was the album again?
Evidence, Cats and Dogs.
No, I have not heard the album.
Yeah, that's definitely a must. I'll say a must have in your iPod.
you know, and I say that all the time. Like, one of my favorite. Then they started to get a little bit. They started to get a lot more purse now, but you know, Little Brother and Foreign and all the people that's in other Foreign Exchange and whatnot. You know, I feel like that they're slept on so hard. Like whenever you listen to their stuff, like they actually have, like you listen to music, they have fun with it. At the same time, they also put out reality music. Like they do a little bit of it all, and they. And then the beats, man, I mean, especially Ninth Wonder is one of the people that's always doing the production and stuff. And people still to this day still sleep on it. And I'm like, wow. Sports Exchange has a freaking on the foreign exchange. They are North Kakalaki. And
I never even heard of them.
Oh yeah, you gotta Google them. Little brother, and now Google the foreign exchange, and like this stuff different music. And the foreign exchange has a, these fools have a Grammy, and people still don't realize that these. So I'm saying, like, I'm done, man. I'm done. Like, I gotta check them out. But moving back to the man of the hour. This chop up. Actually, one of the great mysteries that we always want to know with everyone from Global Tech, how did you actually get involved with the Global Tech movement?
Oh, man, I'll be on the Facebook. I'm always on the social websites. And I seen Elevated talking about something, and I hollered at him. And he pitched me, what the deal was, and it sounded good to me. And I went ahead, and me and him shook hands over, through the phone, whatever, and made everything connect and made everything happen. So now from this point on, it's nothing but Global Tech, and it's Madman Entertainment Screwball all day,
Definitely. And,
shout out Screwball, too, man. Some Black Poet, Ty Nitty, QB, all that.
And, one other announcement I got to make, too, that I peeped that he said on Facebook earlier, so that they haven't noted, haven't peeped yet. This dude right now, he actually got the word that he's going to be on Shark Tank. If y'all know what Shark Tank is, that's the show where they have all these different multi-millionaires and billionaires on the show, and they help. And basically what it is, you have a chance to bring your project to them, and you got to see if you convince somebody to invest into it. So, there's one thing to do is always constantly getting hate. That's the thing. And if you're a person that rock with them hard, you're going to get hated too. So all I got to say is comment. Just go ahead, buck your seatbelt, man, because it's going to get wild. Like, that's what people do. And, it's good to see you in the project. And I appreciate working with you and having you on the show today, too.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for definitely supporting the movement.
Now, as far as the movement, man, I'll remind everyone on all the sites that they can check out all your music and whatnot.
Yeah, man, please go out, support me. Go check me out, youtube.com. I got my own channel, Tatted Up TV. That's all one word, Tatted Up TV. I got my EP that we released at the top of the year, Ground Zero, featuring Terminology, Rusty Jux, Sabam Sadiq, all, straight East Coast beast on there. All production done by Nickel Plated and my people, Sterile Tracks. We keep everything in-house. And, you can also follow me at Twitter, Comment Forever. And pretty much I'm all over the place, man. iTunes. Go get that Children of the Ghetto. It's available. It's my hottest single. It's been selling the most, and I'm going to keep pushing. That's what I be rocking, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That being said, remind everyone, if you miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out on many different places at once.
They can follow me on Facebook, too, Comment Fan Page, the official fan page, Comment Official Fan Page. Get all the latest joints, anything that I'm going to release or catch up on my projects. If you ain't got it, got a lot of free mixtapes for people. So come through there. I'll bless you all with mixtape links, and, I'm all over the place.
So, that being said, man, y'all check him out and Google him, man. That's why I say Google the person, man. Y'all want to see what the people see that you are doing at a huge spectrum? Google them and check out their Google receipt and see what they're doing. And see people are making some moves and you want to check out, the show and be able to, you can check it out many different ways. Check out the show on blogtalkradio.com/CediJ. Look for the episode with my boy Comet on it, and then also you'll see his picture and you'll see his name, so it'll stand out. Another different way you can check it out, you can go to dustspot.com. It's DUSKSPOT.com. Click the Life at the Dust tab, and it always has the five most recent shows, so you can click the show from there. And then, of course, my favorite way that a lot of people are, all the Apple users out there, or people that's not even on Apple can hear too. Like he said, iTunes, you can go to iTunes, search Life at the Dust Live. You can listen and download the show for free. So, hey, while you're on iTunes, buy this minute's track. Buy it. Let me say it one more time. Buy it. So, hey, while you're right there at the same time, support them. And, man, once again, man, I appreciate you for coming through. And,
yeah, definitely, man. If you know any promoters that want that real hip-hop, you know, tell them to scream at me. I'll bring a show down to wherever they at, you know. Hip hop is definitely still rocking.
It's never gonna die. On contrary to what people believe, it's not gonna die. That being said, man.
Believe it or not, the way the people show support overseas as well, you know, real quick with that, you know, shout out to all my people in the UK and Greece and Germany and Switzerland, all the people that support and comment, Man Entertainment. You know, I just keep giving them that raw hip-hop, man, and people appreciate it. And I'm going to continue to do it, you know what I'm saying? I love this. I love the hip-hop. I love making music, and this is why I differentiate than all the others that are making music, because I love to do it, and they just doing it. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. All right, we all rolling on out. You know, I know how we do it, man. Everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a comment, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all have tuned into another episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, City J, check out tomorrow's show. My girl, model, Sierra Latisse out of Cali. She's going to be in the show, so we're chopping over her. All right. We're going on out, man. Once again, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Out.
Peace.